The Wildcats soccer team returned from the Christmas holidays with a practice Tuesday morning in the multi-purpose facility. The Wildcats opened the scrimmage season at Royce City Friday before they have their alumni scrimmage Saturday at Prim Stadium. I talked with Wildcats soccer coach Andy Holt on Tuesday morning.
Today's our first day back over the break. We had a few, I had all last week off, and then we're getting cranked up today. And, getting ready. We have a game on our scrimmage on Friday against Royce City, and then alumni game on Saturday. And then Monday will be another scrimmage against Princeton. And then we'll start our tournament in Forney, and that's when our first official games will start. So, we're getting ourselves ready, and it's here. We're excited about it and getting ready.
What's the emphasis on a day like this when just getting back here after being some time off?
Well, trying not to die. That's got to be the deal. We're going to try to get some more condition in, just try to get them, just try to work them out a little bit. Some of them probably been laid up and doing nothing for about a week and a half, but hopefully they haven't. We tried to encourage them to get out and do something. And just today is going to be a day for us to get our legs under us a little bit and run and work and, work on some finer tuned things that we need to work on, some of the set pieces and things like that. So that's what we're going to focus on.
Is it fundamental time, or are you kind of past that already?
Well, after you've been out for a week and a half, probably the first 2 days, we'll definitely hit some fundamentals. That's something we're doing right now with the JV. And then, like I said, we're going to start looking at some of the game situational stuff because we need to be prepared for Friday for corners, offensively and defensively, and some set pieces, how to defend them. So those are going to be things that we talk about today.
Have you already divided them into JV and varsity? You pretty well got that decided.
Yeah, right now that's kind of what we've got. We've got them situated on where they're going to be. Now deciding who's actually going to be playing or not, we're still evaluating. Obviously, we'll be evaluating over the scrimmages. And, I've told the guys they're all going to get a chance to play during the scrimmage. And they're going to get an opportunity to, show us what they got in a game atmosphere. So they'll all have that opportunity. So, we're looking forward to that.
Scrimmage time sounds like a good time, and tournament time really too is a pretty good time to begin to kind of nail down those key positions, try to choose who's going to be in goal for you, and the sweeper position, some of those things.
Right, and we have a lot of those coming up. We've got basically three scrimmages, and then we've got the Forney tournament, which we play five games. So in the next week and a half, we're going to see eight game situations. So we'll be able to see a whole lot in the next week and a half and be able to determine a little bit more and, nail down some of those spots, like you said, because there's some question marks on some of those spots on the varsity and the JV. And a lot of guys are fighting for those spots, so we're going to find out who's going to actually take hold of them.
And you've got some good guys in leadership positions coming back for you this year.
Yeah, no question. We got several seniors. Andy Green's a guy who played all last year for us, and, he's back. He's a senior. Samuel Gallegos, another guy who played all last season. He's going to be a senior for us. We've got some sophomores that have been playing, or some juniors too. Tanner Ramirez, mm-hmm. Brian Roque, some of those guys that played last year, underclassmen. But we're going to be looking for them for some leadership roles and responsibilities just because of their playing time and experience that they've had at the varsity level. So, we're excited about those guys and excited about some of the new ones that are going to be stepping in.
KSST Sports.